Aisy reached the earth hoosie first, wi' many close ahin. They creeped in backwise into the low moat, nae muckle bigger nor the moo o' a toad's den, a long human burrow that grew braider and hicker as she neared the einot, sae hick ye could stun up in the pit mark wheel, like a brook or a rubbit or a fodrat. Whiles the twa made a den o' the auld earth hoosie, and stumps o' Connell they fizzled oot in the yerdy flare. It was dry and secret, cut a 12-foot into the hill. The cotter bairns never kin to the earth hoosie. They bigot their hoosies and dens fae fir branches into the fir woody, or all beech boughs and kilrogy weeds. Cotter folk changed near as often as you changed your sark. They loped like flecks. They couldn't abide at peace nae-why. But farmers bed and reeted for maybe a 2 or 3 generations, nae a day and a dinner. And farmers' bairns kent ilky stick and steen o' their feathers grown, and it's secret places. As ye said, fairman and nater baith had their nasty sides. Ye mixed pet and bosey and new-born coffee, but fin yon coffee turned till an all-eel coo, down the road she gid to the knockers without a minute's thought. Whiles the cousins played in the foon of the earth hoosie, pretending it was a kitchy and clapping berries and steens and top of doken leaves, marking on they were mince and totties. The day, though, they lay half in, half out of the moat, lying in their wimes in the ground, looking down now the Hurst Park. It was so hot that Isaac loused to tap 3 buttons on her blouse, opening the bottom of her long, fair neck to the Hurst sun. She had long reed hair, did Isaac, rugged back and a smooth complete. Hair the colour of roosty iron, green cat-seen, and a heart-shaped face with a button snoot and lugs as dinty and small as a hairst moose. Minnie looked at nothing like her. She favoured her mother's side, the Rosses of Migvry, nae the Bruces. Queer that to look sae like her mither and be sae little thocht o' be her. Minnie's hair was as thick and rough as Tibby's tail. Her jaw was square, and her shanks were long and sturdy. Isy, though, was like a waft o' thistledown, for ever she gid she shone, sma' bucket and lechs o' fireflacht. When Isy loused her buttons, Minnie noticed 3 roon purple marks at the top o' her cousin's breastbean, bruises that looked like thoom prints the colour o' Brummel Bree. "Fa's hurt at ye, Isy," she speared, "for yon couldna be caused by fa." Isy look. It was na sair, he was na hurtin', he was sookin'. "Sookin'?" quo Minnie, bombast. Isy rolled over on her back, her green een looking up at the clouds, scudding along the lift and their way to Benigar. "Fa's strongest, Minnie. Loons are quines." "Oh, thone's easy," her cousin replied. "Loons, of course." "No, they're nae," whispered Isy. "No, they're nae. I can mark them weak as kittlins. I can mark them prig." "But if the prig for," spared Minnie. "Never ye heed. Ye'll ken some day. Jock's back in the binder again. There's 2 rigs left to cut in the Stookin's Dean. Race ye back down the hill and over the dyke." Isy was first over the dyke, pecking, her reed pleats stotting off her back, but it was Minnie that Abdi was waiting for. A Boorichy o' 8 stood shimmering in the strong afternoon sun, up at the far nook aside the Gweedman's Craft. The Gweedman's Craft was the name the fairm folk gied to the gusset o' grun, atween 2 dykes left over to the wood beasts o' the parish, their ain wee airt, nae touched by scythe or plowshare, a roch, rickle and nettle, steens, briars and butterflies. The old folk o' the Ledrach said that if the beasts o' their ain bit grun, they wouldna covet the grun ain by their neighbours, the farmers. And the sweetest brummels grew in yon divots o' wiving gerse and wandering willie, and the bonniest butterflies bed there, and the very steins of the dyke were spirked wi' reed in their season wi' the wings o' Lady Lanners. Here stood the hinmas boorich o' corn, the clyack sheaf, waiting to be sheared, trembling in the licht September wind. My Gramsy had told me that fin the hearst was early, the Ledrich folk had the sheaf, the maiden. Ginnet had been late, twould have been the all wife. And Meg said mair that only a clean quine could bind it, a young quine, nae man buddied hunnelt. And Tarry MacPhail had teen his pipe out o' his moo and dixed at his bucky brown fuskers, and said that doon roon Angus, when he'd been quartered there, the firm folk called it the bad, for they thought that the spirit of the hearst creepit in out, a great grey ghost o' a bad, like the long-shunked, long-lugged craters that flew through the corn like the wind when the binder was working. "Doup doon, many your feyther," cried Bracken in our dwa. "Your brother Marty's the youngest loon in the back park, so he has the cutting out. But ye are the youngest quine, and ye hae the binding out. Wasn't it just like our da to swick? Aye, your cousin was a month younger than Minnie. But it wasna her feyther's hearst, it was Steen Hillock's. That would be the why that picked her afore Aisy. Aisy was fully as clean as Minnie, her peeny was aye like a driven snaw, and her sheen shone like sharn on a wheat lee rig. Say Minnie doupit a dyke and ran to the back park, for the last of her feather's eights were cutted, and doupit doon in the rough, jobby stibble of the sheared park, a young, clean quiney, and spread out her cotton peeny and waited, while Marty, her brother, all done her hair but 2 years, spat in his hand, and swung the shaft of the scythe back and roon, and brought the gweed corn down, like a woman's hair loused frae its breens at night. And the clyack was bun and pleated with bonny brew ribbons, and the left at Minnie gripping the sheaf on to Faldy's back, and led them hame in triumph to the fairm, their faces brunt brown by the sun, calf fleeing like gowden stour for the doubt by the creaking cart that dunted a hen great to be swishing tail. And many forgot to spear for why she had come beyond bruises, for her breast been jined the foon o' her long fight neck, as the hearster scaled for the park, setting off for hame or byre, or forever the roadies took them